Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
So we got Thanksgiving now right around the corner. Depending on what house and who you're hanging out with, though, there are cultural differences.
So that's what I'm wondering. Are there cultural differences between our Thanksgivings, or do we all pretty much do the same thing and just think that there are? I found this list that I thought was interesting and which separates what it believes to be the differences between how a lot of Thanksgivings are spent. And I also brought Jackson in to see if he has cultural differences in his family about how his Thanksgivings are spent.
Okay.
I'm very curious because I'm wondering, like, how much of my Thanksgiving experience is just cultural or if it's just unique to my family.
Okay, so this is Korean. We got white covered. We got black covered. Okay.
So we start with the food. That's obviously the most important part of Thanksgiving. And what this list claims is that typically white Thanksgivings are filled with traditional dishes like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie.
That is true, but you always have somebody that goes rogue and uses Thanksgiving as some kind of experiment, right? And they come in with something really funky and you gotta try it and everybody's like, ah, damn, couldn't we just stick to the basics?
Okay, and black Thanksgivings are typically more like a lot fried meals, baked chicken, collard greens, cornbread, mac and cheese, candy yams, sweet potato pie, and sometimes a side of dressing instead of stuffing.
That sounds more fun.
I know. I feel like the food is just point to y'all.
It's a little lit for black Thanksgiving foods. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Yeah. It goes down.
In my family, it's just like various shades of brown mush.
Just a plate of beige.
A plate of beige. And then some mayonnaise on the side.
Korean?
We have all the standard, Thanksgiving. We've got the turkey. We also do mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. But then we'll always have kimchi. That's always on the table there.
Okay.
And then my uncle always does like a smoked tenderloin, which actually ends up being the star of the show over the turkey.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good.
I got funky one year and tried to barbecue my turkey. Because I saw my dad do it in a Weber back in the day. And I'm like, man, he kicked ass. I'm going to try that, right? So I had my ex-wife's family all in, and I cooked it on the Weber. And they were smart enough to cook their own turkey traditionally, just in case mine came out bad. All mine was mouthfuls of charcoal. It was terrible. Bad day for experimenting.
I have a rule that on Thanksgiving in any culture, that should not be the time that you experiment with your cooking. That is not the time to do it. You got the rest of the year for that.
Or you got to try it a couple of times before the main day.
Exactly.
Right.
So, Jackson, you'll have tenderloin and turkey or just tenderloin?
Both.
Okay, my parents are British. We still celebrated Thanksgiving, but my mom tried to do a ham one time because in England, you always have like a turkey or goose at Christmas. Riots. We were like, absolutely, if there's no turkey, it is not Thanksgiving.
Here's a hot take. I'd rather have ham than turkey.
I agree.
I agree.
Turkey never tastes good. Uh-huh. It's dry.
There's no way to cook
it. Black Thanksgiving, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, the whites can't cook at my house. Like, I wish we were better equipped, but every time, except for last year, I will say my cousin smoked a turkey and that was fire, but he lives in Tampa and the hurricane knocked out his Traeger grill, so we're screwed this year.
I tried smoking everything, including turkey.
I would have agreed before I had a fried turkey. If you ever had a fried turkey, I feel like it might change your opinion.
Okay.
So we do fried, and we have multiple turkeys. I don't know if y'all do that in your coaches.
No.
Yeah, we usually have two or three turkeys.
Katie, you want in on this? Two or three turkeys?
Yeah.
How many people?
It's usually about 20.
Oh, okay.
You have different flavors for different turkeys?
One is usually fried, and one is like baked traditionally.
Okay.
So for me, last year, it was two different turkeys, but it was a battle off. Between my best friend and my best friend's mom of who could create the better turkey. So there was like the regular turkey and there was like a Cajun turkey. And we had to like basically rank the turkeys last year.
Yeah, that's the spirit of America, right? Got to be a winner and a loser.
Valid point, Katie. And Black Thanksgivings is always somebody competing. And it works for everybody because it brings out the best in the cooks. But somebody is always competing. Like two mac and cheeses that have to go at it, two turkeys that have to go at it.
Usually two sweet potato pies.
Yep. Usually you get in a competition.
And are these unsaid competitions, or you know somebody's showing up with mac and cheese and it's on? Like, you let everybody know, okay, it's on between mine and Katie's.
It's sometimes it's known, but sometimes it's unsaid, But it's also known. Okay. You know who brings the two mac and cheeses every year, and you know they going at it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know it.
And if you lose, you're like, what? You're like Kendrick Lamar and Drake? Drake just has to go away?
Yes. You lose, and you got to take all of the mac and cheese that people left behind that they didn't eat out the door with you, which is like the walk of shame. That's how that works.
And the family's definitely going to talk trash about you secretly for the rest of the evening.
Oh, okay. My God. So much riding on mac and cheese.
They're like, did you have auntie's mac and cheese? It wasn't as good as cousin so-and-so's mac and cheese.
Thanksgiving is a big day for us in the family.
It is.
How do y'all talk about what y'all are thankful for? Like, typically, we'll do a you go around the entire room, and it's a whole bunch of people, so you miss a lot of the football game, and everybody's, like, disturbed by this.
Yeah, we go around the table. Like, somebody starts. It's usually, like, one of the dads in the family. We always have a big Thanksgiving prayer where he prays about what we're thankful for the family. And then we kind of go around and, you know, just kind of say, oh, I'm thankful for family. Huh? Thankful for my job. And then, you know, finally we get to eat by the time we get around the table, which is an hour later.
Yep. Yeah, back in the day in my family, thankfulness and appreciation, that was off the table. that wasn't a side dish.
Yeah, skip that.
Yeah, we all skip that.
Side, we did the same thing, except when I was a kid, we would hold hands because it was only four of us, like my core family. But does anyone else get really uncomfortable hearing what everyone is thankful for?
Yeah, I don't like vulnerability. So.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's that. Maybe it's something I need to talk to you about with my therapist and not on national radio.
It's the same kind of uncomfortable you feel like when that people are singing happy birthday to you.
Almost. Okay. Happy birthday doesn't bother me. It's just hearing the mushy come out people's mouths and then out my mouth. I'm like, ugh. Like, keep that inside. That's an inside thought thing.
I'd just be hungry. Like, please hurry up.
Yes.
I'm thankful for a lot.
I have like 30 people in my family. We don't eat until everyone says what they're thankful for. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, this food is already terrible. And now it's terrible and cold. Yeah.
Well, with the Cowboys playing the way they are right now, you're going to want more talk this year.
Take all your time.
Because I know you're not thankful for that team.
I am not in a rush to see that game at all.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.